takes us to agenda. Thanks. That takes us to agenda item 10, which is PR 2024-010189, Major Plat 2025-00003, which is a request for preliminary plat submitted by Bohannon Houston, Kevin Patton, as agent for Albuquerque Public Schools, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Lot Tract N1 Watershed Subdivision, zoned PC and located on Arroyo Vista between Gateway Lane and Tierra Pintada, containing approximately 109.582 acres. See, do we have Mr. Patton here?
That's actually Yolanda Moyer with Bohannon Houston.
Thank you, Ms. Moyer. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
We're requesting a preliminary plat for 212 lot subdivision. We were previously heard on May 7th, and we were deferred to this hearing due to the site plan not being approved, as well as the bulk land plat not being recorded. We have since had both of those approved and recorded. And we additionally had waivers and vacations approved April 23rd, I think, is the correct date for this site as well.
Oh, good. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
No, sir.
Thank you. So for everyone here in attendance, again, this is agenda item 10. It's a request for a preliminary plat along Arroyo Vista. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 10. Last call for public comment on agenda item 10. Okay, hearing no public comment, we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. Robert Kane. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, the comments are on the plat. Please provide a signature sheet with appropriate signature lines. Please move the associated easement note for the Water Authority to the cover sheet. The availability statement 240801 provides conditions for service for the entire subdivision without a phasing plan as currently proposed on the infrastructure list. For the phased development, some water modeling may need to be completed to ensure fire protection can be met. The availability statement as written includes an 8-inch loop waterline distribution system, and as proposed, that is not the case. Conditions include a cover sheet for signature with Water Authority easement note. An improved infrastructure list must be agreed upon prior to final sign-off, which may necessitate some additional research to ensure fire protection requirements are met, because the availability statement addressed the subdivision in its entirety, not in a phase process. And that would be all we have, sir.
Thank
so
you.
Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon Houston. So we have provided a preliminary plat, which with the Water Authority note on the cover, that was provided, I think, May 7th. And the cover sheet with signature lines isn't necessary. This is not a final plat. This is a preliminary plat. And I did provide responses to comments to David this morning, which Bob, I did forward on to you as well. And then we've been talking with David a lot about the phasing, and he had indicated to me that his recommendation was going to be for approval of the preliminary plat with the condition that we're working on the infrastructure list phasing requirements, as he was unavailable all week to discuss.
Robert Kane, Water Authority. Yolanda, I think we're going to have to just sit down with David and have the infrastructure list worked out.
Understood.
Because of his notes before the preliminary plat. So that's all I could have to offer on that.
Okay, well, let's go through everybody's comments, but I do want to circle back on the approval pending infrastructure list updates.
Okay.
And Mr. Kane, if you would, any proposed conditions, if you please put them in the chat, that'd be great. Thank you.
Mr. Hearing Officer?
Yes.
Kevin Patton with the Pulte Group.
Oh, thank you, sir. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Yes, sir. Kevin Patton with PulteGroup, 7601 Jefferson Street, Suite 320. Just wanted to add,
Well,
we
let
do
me get you
have.
sworn in, sir. If you please
Yes,
raise
sir.
your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hearing Officer, Mr. Kane, we do have an email in hand from Mr. Gutierrez, who basically says exactly what Yolanda says. We can send that email either to Bob or to you. The basically says it's his intent to approve the preliminary plat today with the request as a condition to just work through specific language tied to the infrastructure list. But we have an email as early as last night or this morning that says it's his intent to approve the preliminary plat. So Bob, if we need to send that to you or Mr. Hearing Officer, we can definitely do that.
Thank you, Mr. Patton. If you would go ahead and send that to Mr. Kane and Mr. Rodenbeck, copy Ms. Gomez, just so we can get it submitted right, but don't send it to me directly, please. And Mr. Rodenbeck, I see you have your hand raised. And please raise
Yes.
your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Couple things. One, Kevin, you can share your screen as a co-host with everybody and show that email should you choose to. And then the other thing is that I want to comment on is regarding the infrastructure list. DFT staff have worked with applicants in the past, as we've described with some other cases earlier in this meeting. DFT staff have worked with applicants after the approval of platting actions on infrastructure list items, and that's something that can be conditioned or added as a finding to the preliminary plat approval should the DHO decide to approve this plat. So that's something that can be worked on. I was going to offer to Mr. Kane. He's new to these Zoom meetings at DHO. If you need help, Ms. Sir, with adding some of Water Authority's comments or conditions to the chat, please let me know.
Robert Kane, Water Authority. I agree with Kevin and Yolanda that we can approve the preliminary plat with the understanding that the infrastructure list will be modified to reflect David's comments. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Mr. Hearing Officer Kevin Patton with PulteGroup, that's acceptable to us.
Thank you.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbach. I just want to confirm with the applicants team that latest plat that was submitted May the 7th. I'm going to look through Yolanda's emails to find it, but I just want to confirm on the record that it does have the owner, the surveyor, and the city surveyor's, the surveyor stamp and signature, and the owner and city surveyor signatures. Because those need to be on the plat. But utilities and AMAFCA signatures do not need to be on the plat for preliminary plat.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, is there anything further regarding the Water Authority? Let's go hydrology. Ms. Xiguan Chen, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan and drainage report with engineer's stamp date of April 7th, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen.
So,
Next
real
up,
quick,
go
Yolanda
ahead.
Moyer, Bohannon, Houston. I just want to be clear on the comments from hydrology. It says that it is for grading permit work order and action by the DRB on site plan. So it's really for preliminary plat by the DHO. So just for the record, the language in his comments, I believe, are incorrect.
You're right. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go next to transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
No objections.
Thank you. That takes us to code enforcement. Is that Anthony Montoya? Please
Yes,
raise
Mr.
your right
Hearing
hand.
Officer.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code has no comments and no objections.
Thank you. And that takes us to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Hannah Alec.
Yes,
Please raise
sir.
your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to this request. Thank you.
And that takes us to the planning department comments. I will be delivering those.
This is Anthony Montoya on behalf of planning.
Thank you. I'll just note you've already been sworn in on this matter. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I do have one question. In the northeast section of the plat, I see that you guys have a 12-foot private vehicular access easement that's granted to a MAFCA. Is that going to be the pedestrian trail connection as well?
Ms. Montoya Yolanda with Bohannon Houston, that is the intent. However, it needs to be approved by all parties in order for that access to be granted, which includes APS. And we just do not have all the proper approvals from everybody that will allow that. And thus, the language, once it's approved by all parties and it's listed on the site plan, the approved site plan as such as well. But that is the intent, assuming all parties agree to it.
Okay, thank you very much for that clarification. The only other comments I have, the DHO waivers approved at the April 23rd DHO meeting must be listed on the plat per 66P2D of the IDO. The Westland framework must be amended from education to residential land use prior to final sign-off of the final plat. The Aegis office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. The date of the DHO approval, project and application numbers shall be recorded on the final plat. And I will put these comments into the chat. That's all I have, Mr. Hearing Officer.
So again, Yolanta Moyer, Bohannon, Houston. So Ms. Montoya, it appears that those are conditions for final plat, not for preliminary plat. Is that correct?
The waivers do need to be listed on. Yes, these are for final plat. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
This is Jay Rodenbach. We really need to have those waivers. I mean, this isn't going to hold up the approval of the preliminary plat, but we do actually need those waivers listed on the preliminary plat, Yolanda. That's an IDO
Okay.
requirement.
Okay, we can add those if that's a condition to not hold up approval. We could do that fairly quickly.
And I just want to note here, I found that May 7th plat. I don't know if that's been shared widely with DFT staff. And so I'm going to share my screen again and just, confirm on the record this copy of the plat. And I think too, I don't know if we share the latest infrastructure list. I'm going to make sure that we share our screen for that just so we have it on the record. And I also want to confirm, so there, Yolanda, could you confirm the water authority comments, which I think were addressed with this plat?
So, Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon, Houston, Jay, yes. So the easements are all in place for what is required for the water authority. We are currently just working with them on the phasing to make sure that we provide the necessary infrastructure for the phasing, which would be listed on the infrastructure list, not the plat.
And a question about the trail. So this is kind of a question too for parks. Yolanda, I thought you guys confirmed that that trail may get extended if it's able to. Is that could you go over that again, please?
So I'm actually going to defer to Kevin as he's the one who has been having all those conversations with open space and
Mr. Hearing Officer, Jay, Kevin Patton with Pulte Group. So basically we had the conversation with everybody. It is Pulte wants and has requested a private pedestrian access easement on top of the AMAFCA maintenance road that you see on the preliminary plat. We have requested that APS granted us an easement. APS has said they don't want to grant us an easement until after the entitlements are approved. So they want to do that by a separate action, but they support that. But we haven't been given an official yes, you can have an easement on our property. However, with that said, the APS has already granted the National Park Service and AMAFCA an access road that's adjacent to our property at that location. I'm not even sure we necessarily need APS's approval per se, but we did say that we would, that since we've had that conversation with APS, APS said that they would rather do that at a separate action at this time. They did not say no, they just said they would like to do it in a separate action. And again, Pultia is committed to add that, put a gate there, and as long as there's no objection by either the National Park Service, AMAFCA, or APS, then we would allow our private residents to access the existing trail on APS's property at that location.
Okay, thank you for that explanation, Kevin. This is Jay Rodenbach. Is this something that could be feasible at final plat? So,
Most definitely. Yes, we will have all that worked out and APS's concurrence if needed prior to final plat being approved or
thank you for that
recorded.
confirmation. I'd like to check in with Hannah Aulick with Parks regarding any language that could be included in the preliminary plat notice of decision as a finding about this trail situation. Hannah, I would love to hear from you on this.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Hannah
Okay.
Aulick. The reason why we didn't make comments was because we discussed this item with the applicant, and that I think that at the final plat is when we want to make sure that that access is provided. As far as I remember, we have had emails from APS and National Park Service confirming this whole plan, and I do know that this access actually connects to an easement that belongs to National Park Service. But at this stage, I think we're good with them showing it on the plat. However, at the final plat, we will definitely make sure that all parties agreed to this access and that it's going to be provided.
Thank you, Hannah. This is Jay Rodenbach. I just want to note that the final plat needs to match up with the preliminary plat, including any conditions and findings. But so I think it's my opinion in this situation, this issue. But I feel like we need to address it in some way as a finding in the notice of decision for the preliminary plat in order for it to be addressed at the final plat.
So Jay, Yolanda Murray with Bohannon Houston, if I may. So it is on the infrastructure list as well. So
Okay.
that it's on there, which everybody will sign. And
Okay.
it says like it's a dual AMAFCA slash trail.
Okay.
So it's
Okay.
on the infrastructure
Okay.
list. So I think that should suffice. I also want to just be clear that this will be on the phase 2 final plat, not the phase 1. Because we will not be platting the north side with the first phase. It'll just be bulked out as a single tract in the interim.
Well, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Thank you. I just know that, I mean, it's good that I won't pull up the infrastructure list anyways, because I said I was going to do so and share it for the public record. But I just think that it's very important to make sure that any changes or revisions that are depicted on the final plat, whether that's phase 2 or phase 1, phase 3, whatever, are reflected in some way, either on the preliminary plat or as a finding or as a condition in the notice of decision for the preliminary plat, because they got to match up. So that's why I'm bringing this question up about adding a very, and it can be a vague finding, it can be a general finding, but something referring to that in the notice of decision. That's why I'm bringing that up.
Understood.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is
Yes.
Hannah Aulick. I just added our previous note, which was kind of like what Jay was just talking about, condition or finding for final plat. This was included in the comments memo. Jay, is this sufficient? Do you think this is an appropriate
Oh
language?
yes. Please coordinate with. Yes, I think that's great. And just for the record, I think that that can be a finding for the preliminary plat. But I think it's great to address that
Thank you. Mr.
in the notice of decision.
Okay. Mr. Patton, did you want to say something, or was your hand up just from before?
Mr. Hearing Officer, it was just up from before, so I
Okay.
apologize. I'll
Oh,
lower
no
that.
worries. All right. Let's see. Anything further? Where were we? I'm sorry, getting off
Mr. Hearing
track.
Officer, this is Jay Romick. Sorry to interrupt. We just need the findings and conditions from the Water Authority in the chat as well. And I'll offer to Mr. Kane to help out, help adding those in if we need to.
Mr. Hearing Officer, Robert Kane, Water Authority. I think a condition of preliminary plat would be that we work out the infrastructure list prior to the final plat for the water and sewer infrastructure.
Does that make sense, Ms. Moyer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kane. If you'd please put that in the chat, I appreciate it. All right. Anything further from the applicants or any of the DFT? Thank you for the discussion. Bear with me one second.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Sorry, there's one other thing here that I don't see addressed in the findings and conditions. Anthony, did you mention the change in the classification for the site in your comments from educational to residential? We are going to condition that for final sign off of the final plat.
I did mention that, and then Yolanda asked if that was for preliminary or final, and I confirmed it's for the final. That was information. Is that a finding?
That needs to be a finding.
Okay, I'll place it in the chat.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Thanks. Okay, and then Jay, I'm trying to remember. I haven't generally read out the findings. We're just they're in the record, and then we put them in the NOD. Is that how we're going to proceed now, or would it be better?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hearing Officer, I don't think it hurts to, even if they're findings, to verbally confirm them prior to the decision being, or after or before the decision's made for the preliminary plat.
Thank you. Very good. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and just read out the findings first before making the decision, since the decision will be based in part on these particular findings. And so, first of all, it's a finding that the applicant will coordinate with NPS, OSD, PRD to identify an unpaved or crusher-fined pedestrian access from InSight Lane to the South Point Trail trailhead for residents of Savio Ridge prior to final plat approval, as indicated on the EPC site plan and during the facilitated meeting. And also, additional finding that the wetland framework must be amended from education to residential land use prior to final sign off of the final plat. With that, agenda item 10 is ready for decision, and that is PR 2024-010189, Major Plat 2025-00003. I hereby approve said item with stated project and application numbers. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. And that is that the DHO waivers approved at the April 23rd DHO meeting must be listed on the plat per Section 66P2D of the IDO, and the date of the DHO approval project and application numbers shall be recorded on the final plat. Also, a preliminary plat approval is conditioned upon an agreed upon infrastructure list prior to final plat for the Water Authority. Thank you very much, everyone. That concludes agenda item 10.
Thank you so much. You.